and welcome to the Adventures in Student Experience podcast. My name is Charlie and I am a first year education student at the University of Southampton. Within the podcast, I'll be discussing student experience in different contexts. I'll be speaking to the people who are affected the most and getting their ideas and thoughts on educational issues, trends, and how their institutions and the government can further support them to reach their full potential. For this series, we're focusing on the COVID-19 pandemic and the effect it has had on the student experience. Throughout the series, I will be talking to students and apprentices in schools, further education and higher education. We'll be discussing how COVID-19 has impacted them, how their institutions can support them, and their views on the future. This podcast will allow for a platform for students to speak about how COVID-19 has affected them without the editing to make their institutions look good, and really bring the focus back to the most important part of education, the students. If you'd like to get involved, please get in contact. You can reach me at hello@adventuresinlearningtechnology.com. In today's episode, I'll be talking to Ria, who is currently finishing her final year in further education and has accepted an offer from the University of Southampton to study nursing. Ria will discuss how COVID-19 has impacted her transition from sixth form to university and how she has overcome obstacles to get to where she is now. So would you mind introducing yourself?
Sure, so I'm Ria. I have an offer for BM5 Medicine. I'm 18 and I'm surviving during the pandemic.
How has COVID-19 impacted your studies?
So I think for a lot of people, the transition to online learning was really, really tough, particularly during the first lockdown, because there really has been an extended period of time where the majority of students had to learn online. So initially I found that very hard from adjusting to that environment versus what I used to have formerly, being in-person teaching. And also I found it very hard in the beginning as well to keep the motivation that I had when I kept going to school. Obviously, since everything was now done at home, I find that the lines can be blurred between relaxation and time that you actually set aside for work. So gradually it got better over a few months, and then we were able to go back to school in first term of year 13. And then as we came back into lockdown as well, I found the second time we had to do online learning, the same things followed. But I kind of had a routine already established, setting aside time for relaxation, taking time away from screens, and then being able to put myself back in the productive space to consolidate what I learned in my lessons and to be quite attentive during lessons as well.
So has COVID affected your decision to go to uni?
I would say that COVID didn't really have a big impact, obviously because of the course I'm going into, medicine being quite vocational, it requires a lot of commitment from the onset. So I definitely found that COVID kind of made me more motivated to want to go to uni, because I feel like uni for the first time, it's going to be the first time for many people that actually doing what they love and doing what they actually want. Because I know things are narrowed down for A-levels or B-techs where you actually pick what you want to learn. But I know for me, for medicine, I've been waiting literally my whole life to do it. So COVID-19, if anything, has just heightened my desire to go to university to get the degree started, whether it be online or in person.
Awesome. That is such a good outlook. A lot of So I'm a first year university student, and last year we had a lot of students sort of drop out of wanting to go to uni because of it was all going to be online. But I think that's a really good perspective to have.
Yeah, and I understand the other side as well, because I have friends who now are taking gap years that initially plan on. People that actually didn't even consider it, they're now taking gap years because of what happened with COVID. And in a sense, I definitely understand it, because I'm sure some people maybe are undecided with the degree that they want to go into. So the fact of the matter is, being online, you have to answer the question or ask the question to yourself and then answer it being will I actually give it my all online and have the motivation to do something that I'm not really sure about? Or should I take the time out and actually figure out what I want to do in uni and what I would enjoy online or in person before they take the plunge and commit to doing the degree? So yeah, I definitely understand that.
Definitely. So obviously you are in college, you're obviously doing very well, but do you think you would have been able to do better if we were still in face-to-face throughout your whole year?
So I So I'm very lucky in the sense where my school has been quite supportive, or as supportive as they can be during this period of, you know, switching between in-person and online teaching. So I definitely do feel, I'm definitely a person that enjoys in-person teaching. I engage a lot more in a physical learning environment than I do online. So a part of me really does feel like, I guess, I may not have lived my potential of this year to the fullest online as I would have been able to in person. But then at the same time as well, upon reflection and a lot of introspection, I found that it has developed a lot of qualities such as resilience, because as you said, like with university being online, where it's a larger learning environment and possibly less one-to-one time with teachers, at least now I'll be able to apply some of the lessons I've learned during this lockdown into keeping my own motivation up and really engaging with the content without the help of let's say teachers.
Yeah, that's really good. That's really inspiring. So you're taking all of this on really well, and it is so nice to see, because I see a lot of students and they're all struggling, so it's really nice to sort of see the other end of the spectrum. But do you feel like you are prepared to start university? Obviously in sixth form, your last year is supposed to prepare you for that sort of transition, but it's going to be a bit disrupted because COVID.
Yeah, I wanted to quickly say that, you know, I'm saying all of this stuff because I have a lot of time to think. And luckily I have a good support system with my friends and family. But don't get me wrong, there have been many tears shed, many times where I've looked at books and just started crying because I just couldn't take the pressure. But then all of that, you know, the getting bogged down by, you know, lack of motivation and, you know, even poor mental health as well, because my mental health has been up and down during this period of online learning and lockdown and COVID-19. It's really important to actually take care of yourself and think about possibly growing from this, because it's not going to last forever. I like the quote, tough times never last, because it's these times that really make you stronger for the better times. So in terms of your question and like being ready to go to university, as I said, you know, even if my course is online for the whole of first year, I like to say that I am ready, because all the preparation into getting into the course had to be done online. So the fact that I'd actually be in the environment and be in the setting that I chose to be, that I've dreamt of for so long, it's definitely something that I hope to thrive in, even in the comfort of my own bedroom.
Of course. You mentioned about your mental health. I won't go too far into it, but you also mentioned about a support system. What do you think makes up a good support system?
So I definitely think it's people that will listen to you in during hard times. So advice is great and everything, and it's also very important to have people that can give you good advice when you want it. But sometimes when we do have like times where we're struggling, times where our mental health is not good, sometimes people just want someone to talk to and just to be heard. So I found that was really helpful, as I said, with my friends and my family, because I'm a talker. I find I get lots of relief when I speak about my problems, speak about what's going on in my mind. And just kind of having that physical presence or that emotional presence to be able to comfort me definitely helped me during times of hardship. In addition to that as well, I also think it's very good to have people to motivate you and to encourage you further, because I know there have been, like my journey to getting into medical school this year has been far from easy. I've had many, many setbacks, many ones that were unanticipated and that really, really shook my confidence greatly. But I had many people always encourage me, tell me kind words, and basically let me know, like I said, tough times never last. Like, this is all for a reason. All of us going through COVID-19, the people who have been blessed enough to be able to live through it and see it through, this has all been for a reason. And with the correct mindset, you can turn, you know, all the negative things into positives, as long as you have the right encouragement and as long as you also adopt the right mindset that's given to you by your support system.
I absolutely love that. I can't wait for this podcast to go out so teachers can hear that. It's so nice.
Thank you.
Is there anything you're nervous about starting university? I mean, other than like general affairs.
I think I'm most nervous and curious about seeing the learning jump from A-level to, so from A-level type learning to university type, because I know a majority of teaching is done through lectures, and a lot of the time you're in charge of how much you take in and how much you don't, because you won't necessarily have a teacher asking you or a member of staff asking you whether you got something, whether you're on top of the notes. It's completely up to you. So if anything, I'm just kind of hoping and I'm hoping that I'm able to adjust to that quite quickly, or if not quite quickly, that I'm able to find a rhythm soon, so I don't fall behind on work, or just so I don't feel overwhelmed. And as well, like in addition to that, is like work-life balance, because I know with freshers, you know, like the key element I think on everyone's mind is socializing and making friends. So I hope that I'm able to balance work as well as make friends, because I've never been to Southampton before. I don't know many people going. So that those are definitely the two biggest things that stick out in my mind.
Well, I'll be there. So if you need anyone, I'm right here. But yeah, that's really good. So yeah, with uni, there's obviously a lot more independent study than there is support, like sort of lecture based. But
yeah,
as a first year, all of my lectures have been fantastic, and they won't let you fall behind. Like there are so many opportunities where they will sort of give you one-to-ones and help you, but it is completely up to you. You have to be the one to ask for it. And you'll also be given a personal academic tutor who will check in now and again. So yeah, it's definitely scary. I was absolutely terrified, but they do try and look after you as much as possible. I think it's important to remember that your first year, you're still transitioning into academic, sort of higher academic education, so that they're going to help you try and do that as well. And obviously with COVID, everyone is just really sensitive about it, so you will be definitely supported, especially at Southampton.
That's really comforting. Thank you.
That's absolutely fine. So obviously you've not had much of a transitions process, but if the university were to do anything, obviously I can only talk about Southampton, but if they were, what would make it easier? What would make your transition easier?
Just drawing on what I said previously, kind of about like the transition to kind of higher education learning, just kind of having like the reassurance you just gave me, kind of getting it more from them and reaching out to the incoming to incoming freshers to let them know the streams of support that are available to them, because I know oftentimes, you know, it's available on websites, and as you as a current student have just told me, I feel like it can be a lot more inviting when you hear it from the faculty themselves telling you, you know, you can come to us in this time where you might be stressed. You can come to us if you feel like you don't have a handle on how you're doing work and how you're coping with the workload. And also on the other side of social, like being social. So I'm saying, you know, if you do need support in possibly making friends, or if you're finding it a hard time doing that, these are the people you can talk to, these are the procedures that you can follow, just in a more direct way to the incoming applicants or offer holders, I should say, because, you know, I can imagine that some people might be intimidated to go out of their way to find these things for the fear of maybe being judged or not being responded to properly.
Definitely. I 100% agree with you. That is one of the reasons why I'm in all the WhatsApp groups, because I just like to try and offer that reassurance. When you start, you will be given sort of a list of all the support available, but I definitely think it should be available to offer holders and people coming into the uni, because it really helps you sort of get comfortable before you start. So I'll definitely pass that on. So yeah, is there anything else you want to add? That's pretty much all my questions.
I think I just want to say something to people in my position as well. Like, so people that are coming in, freshers, people who maybe haven't gotten into uni this year, aren't, you know, taking a gap year, just to kind of remind everyone that we're all amazing, because as I said, you know, this pandemic is definitely one that's going to go down in history as one of the biggest world events ever, because I think around the world, everyone is being impacted in some way, in different magnitudes, but definitely everyone's being impacted. So I just want to say that, you know, everyone is amazing. All students are amazing. You know, going through sixth form, doing A-levels, other forms of higher education, and coming out of the other side, hopefully in a state where you're ready to tackle the next stage of your life, like I said, whether that be an apprenticeship, whether that be uni, whether that be a gap year. Because sadly, many people haven't made it through the pandemic. And the fact that, you know, you and I are having this conversation and our listeners would have been listening to this episode, it's definitely a great feat and one that should not be taken lightly. And just like I said, tough times never last. And as long as you always keep your chin up and you look to the future, then there's always something brighter on the other side, as long as you make it.
Awesome. That was beautiful. Thank you. And thank you for being part of the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much to Ria for sharing her experiences within further education and transitioning to higher education and allowing me to project her voice. If you're interested in following along with the podcast, you can subscribe via my blog, which is adventuresinlearningtechnology.com, on anchor.fm or on Spotify. You can also follow me on social media, which is @adventuresinlt, on Twitter, @Lottie4TheStudents, on Instagram, and find my Facebook page as Adventures in Learning Technology. If you'd like to share your experiences, get in contact through hello@adventuresinlearningtechnology.com or through my social media. Thank you so much for listening, and let me know your thoughts on the podcast by tweeting me or uploading a voice message through Anchor FM.